Once upon a time, upon an island in the middle of a lake, three public stewards joined forces to protect a small town's independence and start a podcast.
I'm Superintendent and Coroner Baby Smith Jones Johnson.
I'm Fire Chief and Historian Gil Gilman.
I am Mayor Manny McDermott. And this is Yelcome Back. Hello, comebackers, and welcome to yet another episode of This is Yelcome Back. I am, of course, your mayor, Manny McDermott.
And I'm Superintendent and Coroner Baby Smith Jones Johnson, and I apologize for coming to work drunk, but Manny told me that he made one of my favorite snacks, bourbon balls, which actually turned out to be gel capsules of Everclear.
And I'm Fire Chief and Historian Gil Gilman. A one, two, three, four. Oh, I messed it up, but that's me practicing for my band, Maidenhead, parenthetically, The Queen is Dead's cover of Run Away With Me by Carly Rae Jepsen.
Why, Gil, that was so good. You should start a band, Gil. Have I told you guys recently how much I love you guys?
Several times, just recently, baby.
Not to me.
But I appreciate it.
You haven't said that to me. Okay. I see.
And to answer your question, baby, I actually am in a band. I rejoined the European punk band Maidenhead, parenthetically, The Queen is Dead, that I was in before. But we've decided to sort of mix things up a bit. Now we're doing a lot of electronic music and sort of video game music covers, but exclusively with voice. My melodica.
Gil, you're in a band? You should be in a band.
Yeah, good idea, baby.
Well, speaking of people that should be in bands, today is the perfect day for this banter, Gil and baby, because we are sitting here. It is exactly 11 a.m. on June 24th as we're recording this, which is the day that we have all been waiting for here on the island, the Yelcome Back Music Festival. The time has arrived. I'm feeling refreshed after I skipped off to Canada and got some cool air.
Canada, that's what it was.
Oh, okay. The Liza Minnelli wig was confusing, Manny.
Oh, that was supposed to be my representation of the fur trade.
Okay.
Anyway, today is the music festival. We've got a lot going on. We're 1 hour from kicking off this huge event. We've been planning this for months and months and months, but obviously it is going to come down to the last minute. But we decided we wanted to welcome you all into that experience because we are your most transparent town hall. We want you to know what it's like to make these last second decisions under pressure. So, Gil, what have you been working on this morning to make sure that this music festival goes as planned?
Besides rehearsing with my band, I've been doing a lot to make up for the things that I guess threw a wrench into the machine before. So I've been making sure all of the vendors have all of the sugar and flour and all of the other accoutrements that they should need as we set up here. I've personally made sure that the rosé slushies are being delivered to everyone that's selling them, baby has personally been trying each package that I deliver to everyone to make sure quality control has been
good.
Baby, what are you doing with your hands?
I'm just slurping this slushie, Manny. Can't you see it in my hands?
Baby, you ran out of slushies minutes ago. That's the fish tank.
Well, this is good.
Well, as
that reminds me, Manny, I also added this fish tank here at Town Hall. So I thought it would really liven up the place. There were a lot of shrimp in there before.
Isn't baby allergic to shrimp?
I think it's just ocean shrimp, not freshwater shrimp.
Okay.
But I'm not sure, to be honest.
His face is very red, but he's also very drunk. So I We have an EpiPen if necessary. Gil carries at least 5 on his person at all times. Very well. So I know that we have had some kerfuffles this morning. I know that Seance's team has arrived and did immediately start fighting with the Phalange Knolls team. So we do have that going on. Baby, what you said this morning that you ran into some trouble trying to set up the stage. What was going on?
Well, Manny, the Yalcombek Municipal High School, we have a few performances planned with a few of our bands, but the string quartet and the brass band, well, they got into an all-out duel. Something nasty was said. Someone was called a fug slut on Twitter. And
oh, baby, you watch your language. This is a family-friendly podcast.
I mean, a baby is really already censoring it a lot. I mean, the string quartet, you would think, would be particularly well-suited for the duels, you know, with the bows are very sharp. I mean, you couldn't really do a number with those. But when it comes to the brass section, I mean, one person was able to sort of launch a tuba just right into the head of one of the string quartet. So it is a string trio now, as one of the members is concussed.
And as superintendent, wow. I need to stay impartial when it comes to violent infractions like this between students. But I have to say, it was good.
Okay. This is a little stressful, but I know that everything's going to go smoothly today because I know I entrusted you, baby, with assigning everyone their positions to make sure people got parked and to hand out the tickets. So I'm assuming that got done this morning, right?
Oh. Well, I thought that you meant to do a sort of headcanon thing on what position I thought everyone was on the island. So I did that. I've got a list here. Gail Tenenbaum, top, Manny, bottom, Gil.
Baby, it looks like you just have me listed here as shortstop.
Yeah, Gil, that makes sense to me.
Yeah, I'm just cleaning up all those grounders over there. Okay, well, baby, that's a little concerning, and it does explain why that now when I look out our window here at Town Hall that there is just a massive line of cars waiting to get in. I'm guessing there's no one there at the gate.
At the party and not enough bottoms.
But I think that's sort of a good thing when you think about it, Manny, because that means that a lot of people are coming here to the island to celebrate our music festival, which was exactly the idea in the first place. That's what, you know, when we spoke with Mel and she came up with this great idea to have this music festival, that was sort of part of the idea. And that's what she's been working so hard at in her internship here in sort of Yalcombek appreciation / coronership internship.
You're right, Gil. Thank you. Thank you for that positivity. I appreciate that. Just let me quickly check in. I know that you were responsible for making sure that a cat got to the island safely. So I assume you saw him here this morning.
Yeah, well, similarly to Baby, I thought that you asked me to, well, not a head cannon, but to go ahead with the cannon. So, yeah, I went over to the mainland put him into a cannon, sort of Evel Knievel style, and did launch him across Outer Lake.
Oh, my God, Gil.
But his parachute did deploy sort of where he was supposed to. He's still descending currently. If my physics are correct, he should land on stage exactly when he's supposed to start performing, which will be very impressive, but he might be a bit winded if not oxygen deprived.
Gil, oh, how powerful is that? Sorry, I think, is somebody playing in the distance? I'm hearing something. Did it already start? This is early. We're still like 9 minutes, we're still like 50 minutes out. What is that?
Are you asking me to play something else? I can. I mean, I don't have anything really.
There's sounds going on.
That's the phone.
We got Manny was a bit confused, Gil, because we rerouted the phone to play through that little ballerina music box. Remember?
Where did that come from?
Well,
the dolls aren't here, are they?
The dolls are always here, Manny.
Where are
the dolls? Are definitely here, but that's the phone. This is just
my
something
Achilles
I picked
tendon
up.
Is still recovering from. Okay.
This ballerina box is just something I picked up at the thrift.
Okay,
store.
Well, just pick it up.
Pretty.
It's scaring me. It's reminding me.
The box
me.
Or the phone? Just I mean, I can pick up
answer
the box.
It, Gil.
It's really fine. The phone. Okay.
Yes.
Hello, this is Town Hall. Gil Gilman speaking, fire chief and historian. It's the day of the music festival, so unless this is something to do with that, you know, hang up. I don't want to hear about it.
I'm sorry. It's an emergency. I can't hang up. Gil, it's Carl.
Oh, Carl, yes.
Carl.
It's Gil.
Carl, please, for the love of God, Carl, tell your mother that she can pick up that zucchini bread anytime. I still have it.
I keep telling her she won't listen to me. I don't know if she likes you, baby. I've tried to sugarcoat this for a long time. But I'll tell her. I might pick it up. Maybe I can tell her it's from somebody else. I know that you have a gentle spirit and that you'll just be glad that she's eating that bread. So,
I mean, it's growing a colony of gnats at this point, so it might not be safe to send anywhere.
And it is not sugar-coated, so I'm not sure if she will like it to begin with, because I know she's got a bit of a sweet tooth.
She does. She does. She's, for as long as I've known, I'm getting so sidetracked. I'm so sorry.
Oh, yeah, you had an emergency, I think.
I do. So I lost track of Mittens a couple hours ago.
What?
Yeah, you know that's not like me. That's not like Mittens. So, of course, first thing I thought, kidnapping. Somebody's going to try to make a lot of money off of this poor, innocent little cat. But no, I was actually able to look on my phone and on TikTok. Mittens is live. And it looks like Mittens is going on hunger strike and is boycotting the music festival.
Okay.
That's
Carl.
Not good, because I follow Mittens and I know that she's vegan and gluten-free, so her metabolism isn't even as supported as it needs to be.
Carl, and not to mention the shrimp in the fish tank and myself are all just sitting here aghast. That's terrible news, because Mittens is meant to open the music festival.
Yeah, and I think that might be part of it. I think that's I've got is just a list of demands and some problems that Mittens does have. With Y'all Come Back, this might be hard to hear for some of you. I'm not trying to make any of you feel bad. Gil, baby.
We'll turn up the volume. Don't worry.
Brandy, like, this is
Wait,
not
Manny,
personal.
We're next door neighbors, Carl.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay. Mittens is supposed to go on in 45 minutes.
Yes.
Yeah, which means we should get to the demands. Let's hear them. What can we do?
Brandy,
what is...
shut up so we can hear these demands.
Sorry.
So, Mittens did see on the flyers that she was not headlining. She's opening the show. She's got a 3.5 hour set of classical piano, and got second billing to Seance. I had talked her off of this ledge. I had kind of talked her down, but a couple of things really exacerbated the problem. There was a rumor going around, and I don't know if this is true, that Seance got shellfish in her bed.
That's true.
Mittens got no shellfish. Mittens was very offended.
You know, Carl, I don't mean to, as a leader here at You'll Come Back, I try to take responsibility for all the things that happen under my watch, but I can say is, Gil f***ed this up.
Brandy, this is a family-friendly podcast.
Yes, silly
Sandy. He put the shellfish in Seance's bed. I'm not taking the fall for this time.
Okay, but we are recording. Carl, we're recording the podcast.
So, Carl, if you want to say f***, don't.
Okay, yeah, we'll bleep that one out in post, because it was more forceful.
I'm going to record this melodica sound to cover it up. And that'll be our censor sound, if I can remember to put it in.
I hope you know, though, that Andy, you don't get off light easy. You know, you kind of exacerbated the situation.
Many of you did disappear for Leave Everything to the Mayor Day.
Yes.
You all told me to take my summer skip day. And I've always wanted to see Justin Trudeau in person. What do you want from
well,
me?
Well, many...
Did you actually see Justin Trudeau?
Well, I saw a wax sculpture of him that looked a little bit more like the Timothy Chalamet.
Wendy, you know that we have a Justin Trudeau wax museum here in Yalcombek. You didn't have to go to Canada for that. You could have stayed on the island for Leave Everything to the Mayor.
I wanted the poutine.
Look, you're right. Part of it is my fault. To be completely honest, I expected the thing about the flyers with mittens. I would say two things. One, I thought that maybe since a cat was right there at the top, that mittens would think that was referring to him. And then also, I wasn't aware that mittens could read. So I thought that we might have been safe on that front. In regards to the shellfish, I mean, is mittens in their bed now? Could we get some shellfish there now? I think I've got a couple of mussels or clams in my pocket. One,
maybe,
I know I've got a couple of suckers.
Where it's just too little, too late, and I don't know. It's hard to see. It's much easier to understand mittens when we're together. It's hard over what I'm seeing on my tablet here, but it looks as though this was the straw that broke Mittens' back. There's just a list of grievances.
Also,
I think
there's
the
more.
Biggest one, honestly, is that Mittens did, and this is not personal, but Mittens did try to vote in our last mayoral election. And was unable to because of the door, because it would open, and then when Mittens would come in, it would close. And as you know, that would just made Mittens immediately want to leave the courthouse. And so Mittens would have to paw at the door. And so Mittens was there for 3 hours, and then voting closed before Mittens had a chance to cast a ballot.
Carl, I will take full responsibility for Mittens' inability to vote. It was my task to install a cat door here at Town Hall, because as we all know, our cats do have full legal voting rights. But Gil was hosting a viewing party for the finale of Big Little Lies, and well, frankly, that was more important to me.
Love that show.
It's a good show.
Yeah, that was a big deal. But before we really get off on a tangent here about Big Little Lies, we have two important things. One is figuring out how to solve this issue with Mittens so that Mittens can open the music festival and that this all doesn't crash and burn. In the next, I would say about 30 minutes now, really. We're really running up against the clock. And then also we should take a commercial break. And I think that's probably most pressing. We need to take a commercial break, Carl. So we'll talk to you in just a second.
Have you ever hovered awkwardly at the grocery store and pretended to peruse a display of cherry-flavored Pop-Tarts because you were politely waiting for a woman on the phone to push her buggy just far enough for you to get the carton of coconut milk for your Maja Blanca recipe? Have you ever purposefully chosen the most isolated stall, only to have someone sit down in the unit next door and audibly empty every pocket of air left in their body? Have you ever bought your ticket at a movie theater, and when the person at the counter said, "Enjoy the movie," you said, "You too," and immediately wished that every witness in this vicinity would vacate the premises, forget you exist, and leave you to bask in your shame alone? Well, then we have the product for you! This episode of This Is Yalcombek is brought to you by the Diversion Gherkin. Designed to look like an inconspicuous pickle that you just happen to have on your person, the Diversion Gherkin emits a series of sounds, bugs, and chemicals designed to create chaos and do irreparable harm to surrounding bystanders' short-term memory. Gil, baby, I had each of you sent a jar of Diversion Gherkins. Which potential humiliation, shame, or harm did you avoid?
Well, Manny, Gil, as you both know, I am famously shameless and can't be embarrassed, but I absolutely love the Diversion Gherkin for the chaos that it sows. My favorite is the tear gas variety. I love to walk past crowds at the park and drop them in their midst.
And for me, my usage of the diversion gherkin came almost immediately after obtaining it, when it was handed to me and I accidentally dropped it on the floor. So I quickly grabbed another one out of the hands of the person who was giving it to me and opened that instantly, making all of us forget what had happened. Frankly, it's a little surprising that I'm able to retell this now.
Wow, you all really were caught in a pickle. As for myself, I like the bread-and-butter diversion gherkins, which replace bystanders' recent memories with something sweet. Listeners of this podcast can get a special deal by going to diversiongherkin.net/yolkenback, and at checkout, you'll get a free smoke bomb with your purchase. That's diversiongherkin.net/yolkenback, and we thank Diversion Gherkins for sponsoring the podcast. And we're back, listeners, to This Is Yolkenback. We are currently looking at less than half an hour until the Yolkenback Music Festival. It has been a long-awaited event that we're hoping brings a lot of youth to the island, but we were really counting on opening act Mittens and their 3.5-hour piano set, but she is currently on hunger strike, and Carl, I believe you were listing the demands. I really want us to be able to meet them, so please let us know what else Mittens is asking for.
Yeah, so Mittens has just really been on a soapbox for the last hour. I don't know what brand of it is, but it does seem to be on the stage of the festival. I do think I've located her.
Okay, well,
so Mittens is there.
She's now attempting. She's been trying to tie herself to the stage, and refusing to move or play. But she doesn't have opposable thumbs, so it just looks like she's playing with yarn and.
Oh.
It looks like some standers by came by and she had to, you know, get angry at them. And there hasn't been violence yet, but this does look like it is, it's a lot of civil unrest that's built around a lot of these issues.
My God, this is intensifying.
She's just, and also it looks like there's a group of spiders from the north side that have come to stand with, in solidarity with her.
Oh my, they're back.
And I'll be honest, I'm really pleased to see that because Mittens really put herself out there for them when they were protesting. I still have the APAB sign, all pigs are bad.
Those were difficult times, and now I feel like we're moments away from reliving them. But do you think there's anything else we could do right now to make Mittens feel valued, appreciated? Because she is truly, she might not be on top of the poster, but she is on top of our hearts. Well, Baby has her listed here as a bottom, but she's on top of my heart.
I have her listed as a reluctant but willing bottom.
I think that, Baby, I don't know how well you know animals so well. It's just amazing to me. You've got her pegged, really.
It's a gift, and I think that she would enjoy being pegged that way.
Look, so I mean, we know some of the demands. One of them is the poster. You know, I guess there's not a lot that we can do about that now. But, you know, we have a printer here and some basic sort of Photoshop skills. Maybe we could get a poster and put it up very near the stage. That would maybe show Mittens that they're headlining instead.
She is a Leo rising, so that should be really effective for her.
All right.
Okay, so that's one down. I mean, the shellfish. I mean, I don't know how else to do that. I do know that there, there is a group that is planning to attend her performance in protest, and they have run out of tomatoes to throw onto the stage, and so they are bringing mollusks of various sorts. I mean, I don't know if that is maybe a roundabout way of solving the issue.
I don't think it could hurt.
Mittens would have to start.
Well,
it could hurt. I don't think they're deshelling these at all, so it's possible that it could hurt. But yeah, it could also be a good thing. I mean, in terms of the last bit about being able to vote, you know, I'm no mathematician. I'm just a simple fire chief and historian. But I think if Mittens is allowed to vote, regardless of the candidate that Mittens vote for, and regardless of the fact that cat's votes count for 1.5 a normal person's, that it still wouldn't overturn Manny's two-vote win.
I think it comes down to representation, to being, I don't want to speak for her either or appropriate her experience, but it seems to me that, you know, cats comprise about, I think, 15% of Yolcomback's population, but they're only 2% of the CEOs on Yolcomback are cats. So I think that there's a real disparity. I don't know if there's a way to maybe have like just like a board or a committee, like the kitty committee or the something that would let cats have kind of a feel heard by our civil government.
Well, Carl, now that I've just recently learned that cats account for 1.5 votes each, I want every cat in Yolcomback to listen to me right now. As your mayor, who does have to run for re-election in 1.5 years, a year for every vote you get, I want you to know that I will not only support that committee, I will fund that committee, I will be on that committee, and I will ensure that those opportunity gaps are closed before my term is up.
And I don't want to play devil's advocate here, but I just want to press you a little bit. Will there be cream at the committee, or at least 2% milk?
This is coming as a bit of a shock to me. I'm no mathematician, as I mentioned before, and nor is that particularly pertinent in this instance. But I am a member of sort of a local organization that sort of where a lot of business owners, small business owners, come together and sort of help each other, sort of help the commerce on the island. I'm surprised Mittens isn't a part of it already. The Committee of Bossy Pussies. It's really strange that Mittens isn't there, and that could be the representation that Mittens is looking for. You know, there are three other cats in the commission.
As for
so,
the cream aspect of the committee, the other day I did hear Manny dictating a text to someone wherein he said, "I got that cream. I'm your creamy, creamy leche baby."
Oh, God.
Yeah, we didn't have cream or a 2% milk, but we did have a small thing of creme fraiche on the table. It wasn't with anything, strangely, but it was just there. But I mean, the cats seemed to enjoy it. I had some.
Gil,
nice.
You didn't get that out of my bottom drawer, did you?
Oh, I would never get anything out of your bottom, no.
Well, everything that you're describing just to me sounds like it has Mittens written all over it. Really, truly.
I mean, is this something that you could you type a comment in? Is this live feed?
We have minutes before Mittens.
I've been
is
trying so
going.
Hard. Right now, there are actually 3,000 people watching.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
3,000.
It's very compelling.
Is the Yolcomback sign visible? Anyway, it's not important. Go ahead.
You know what? I think if somehow Mittens could know that so many people were watching, I think if you could just express that this garbage dump of an island does not matter because Mittens is internet famous right now. If Mittens can know that, if you can just let Mittens know, I think that'll solve everything.
Okay.
We could post in the comments that embarrassing photo of Manny that Gil and I found when we stole his phone the other day.
Or perhaps this is the moment that we have been training for weeks, Gil and Baby, which is to fire up the megaphone, the town-wide megaphone that we said we would only use for emergencies. But I think that's the only way that Mittens is going to hear us from here. She can't read those TikTok comments, but if she...
I mean, I was strapping on my boots to just, you know, run down there. Well,
we don't have time,
Gil. Yeah,
we could connect the megaphone to Dr. Desmond Tillman's megaphone that turns farts into pictures, and then our words could also form out Manny's embarrassing photo.
Okay, sure.
It seems like a both-and situation, and I like that.
Absolutely, but we have to be fast.
Well, it's a good thing I've got this button that does all of this right here.
Oh, wow, Gil.
Fire away!
Oh, okay.
Say the announcement, Blanny.
Oh, it's on. Mittens, wherever you are, you're on the stage. Mittens, this is Mayor Manny McDermott, and we believe in you. You are internet famous right now, but you are also Yolkenbach's favorite pianist cat. And nothing can stop you from being the top billing item today, so play your heart out.
Okay, I'm glad I didn't actually hit the button. That was terrible, Blaine.
Gil, come on. You put me on the spot.
Get ready for it now. One, two, go!
Mittens, we love you. And so does the internet. And now is your moment to shine.
Okay, Manny, I pushed the button again to cut you off.
Oh, my God.
Two dry runs. Third time is going to be a charm. Okay, Manny, go.
Mittens, you're not a reluctant bottom. You're an elite pianist. And this is your moment all across the internet, all across Yolkenbach. This is your time. How's that?
Can you give Mittens a message from me, please?
Yes.
I mean, you're on speakerphone, so yeah, you're going out right now.
Okay. Do it.
Mittens, listen, it's Dad, okay? If you don't play, you can't come home.
Oh, my God.
It's over. This is our last chance to make my father proud. Mittens, get out there and do it.
This is tough love. We'll see if it works.
I mean, is it working? You've got the feed. I've unpushed the button, Carl. You've got the feed. Is it working?
I don't currently see Mittens. It does look like the soapbox is there unaccompanied. The spiders have, they're starting to move it. It looks like the soapbox is leaving the stage.
Do you all hear that?
Are those the sweet sounds of Mittens' skillful piano playing?
It's beautiful.
Oh, sorry. That was me. I had to fart, guys.
But I think that that is the piano in the background, underneath the fart. I think it worked.
It worked.
Oh, I'm so happy. I've got to run down there now. I've got to get some food. It's been maybe 2-3 hours since she's last eaten.
Go watch your baby shine, Carl.
And of course, that sound means it's time for time, weather, and community announcements. It is Thursday, June 24th. Who the hell knows what time it is? The sun is shining, and everyone here is excited to celebrate the Yolkenbach First Annual Music Festival. In community announcements, comebackers that are in the lottery pool for the vanity license plate NMBR1 LICR will be disappointed to hear that Mayor Manny McDermott has taken the license plate for himself.
After an unfortunate mix-up last week, the Yolkenbach Sanitation Department urgently reminds residents that the curbside pickup schedule is trash and recycling on Monday, compost and chamber pots on Tuesday, and leftover chili for Gil on Wednesdays.
The mysterious boat that appears every 7 years has been spotted docked near the island yet again. Visit the boat for all your curiosity needs, including taxidermy beetles that look like little luchadors, Virgin Mary lunchbox and thermos sets, and discount hands of Vecna.
If you have noogied, swirlied, or wedgied, or been noogged, swirled, or wedged in the past 3 days, your experience could be valuable to a study being conducted by Equifax von Beethoven's second grade science fair class project.
After the GoFundMe to bring Sir Mix-a-Lot to the Yolkenbach Music Festival earned an astounding $4 million, and he accepted the standard headliner fee of $400, all excess funds have been donated to what is hereby called the Sir Mix-a-Lot Senior Living Center. According to resident Esther Kleinrock, baby got backgammon.
Credit cards? Gauche. Debit cards? Blasé. Venmo? Gag. You're a sexy, sensual millennial, and Yolkenbach Community Bank and Trust knows that you crave a payment method to reflect that in every seductive, mysterious purchase you make. Introducing the Yolkenbach Commemorative Nickel. Be more. Be you. Pay in nickels.
And if any of those sound like the kind of community you'd love to be a part of, remember, this is Yolkenbach. This is Yolkenbach is an improvised podcast performed by Corey Collins, Josiah Knight, and Cameron Lindsay. Music written and performed by Caleb Ritchie. Check out his music at Caleb Ritchie Music on Facebook. Our cover art was done by Pip Lloyd. You can find Pip and their work on Twitter with the username @_protopip. Eager for more This Is Y'all Come Back, or have a community announcement that you'd like to be read on the show? Check us out on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Y'all Come Back Pod on Twitter and This Is Y'all Come Back on Instagram. Our special guest, Carl, was played by Caleb Ritchie. Go listen to Caleb's single, Atlantis, on iTunes, Google Play, Amazon Music, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you get your music. Caleb also scores 13, a horror anthology podcast. Our email is yallcomebackpodcast@gmail.com. That's yallcomebackpodcast@gmail.com. If you really want to support This Is Y'all Come Back, you can support us on Patreon, where we are always eager to hear your suggestions for new content and ways that we can engage with our listeners. If you like what you heard here, please hit subscribe so that you can get the newest episode in your feed every week. And while you're at it, leave a 5-star review. Finally, share the show with your friends. Just like the people of Y'all Come Back, we are looking to grow, and we would love to welcome more folks into our community. Thanks for listening.